Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 it's your boy, Damo, checking in for another MLL radio edition. Got some stuff to go over. Just going to give a few quick shout-outs. Mr. Jordan Barnes, a.k.a. Original Commish. Dude's been hella busy. Obviously, basketball coach, job with Nike, kids galore, all that stuff. Got a lot going on. He makes a cameo every now and then. But that's the dude behind the scenes. Like, people give him, you know, hell every now and then because he's only popping in and out every few days. It's hard for him to get all his games in. But he started this thing, okay? So let's give credit where credit is due. Other than that, let's get down to business. Got some things I want to go over real fast, some actual in-live, in-season, you know, top performers, teams that are playing the best right now, things like that. Looks like as of right now, still got a few undefeated teams. Mario, of course, still sitting there at the top, 7-0. Dude hasn't had a bad season yet. Bucks, Mac, I got him top right now on the power rankings in the league. Dude's playing hella good. I think he's allowed the least amount of points in the league. Best defense in the league. Defense wins championships. So right now I think Mac's playing the best out of any team, and he's got a bum at quarterback. So those are actually the only two undefeated teams. Still got 5 teams with one loss. Throw's playing good. I think he just lost his quarterback, even though me and him just made a trade. Centaur, even though he's kind of MIA at times too, that's another busy dude. He's only got one loss. South with one loss, defending champ, and then fucking dumbass London Black Knights. Absolutely hate seeing that shit every time. That also goes for Mario's Bulldogs too. I told y'all motherfuckers not to change the names. Keep the team name. Move the city if you need to make money. Keep the team name. Because I'm not saying you will, but if one of you motherfuckers quit, I can't feel that team. Nobody's going to take the London Black Knights. I mean, not only is it racist, but nobody wants to play with that shit. But that's another story for another day. Like Barnes said, next year, that shit's getting turned off. That ain't going to happen because it looks retarded. Let's see. Stats-wise, let's see who's putting up numbers so far. Give me a second. I'm actually pulling it up. For those of y'all who didn't know, if you're listening live, I just advanced probably like 20, 25 minutes ago. So we are actually in week 8, the trade deadline. So anybody looking to make trades, do it now. Time's about to run out. But we are officially in week 8 as of right now. Right now, our leading passer is Marty Foster, some EA drafted quarterback on the Broncos, Peyton Manning replacement. And that's probably my son crying in the background, so just ignore him. Some other dudes putting up decent numbers, but a lot of interceptions. This Marty Foster at the top for the Broncos got a decent stat line, 21 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. It's a decent ratio. Other than that, I see a lot of guys with yards, but I don't see any other player in the top 10 with more touchdowns than interceptions, except for another EA guy, a rookie that Audi drafted playing for the Raiders. Everybody else I see, 14 touchdowns, 15 picks, 13 touchdowns, 20 picks for Cap out in San Francisco. 11 touchdowns, 16 interceptions for Johnny Football up in Cleveland. It's a lot of high pick numbers. South quarterback, drafted through the secondary guys, got a decent stat line, about 1,700 yards passing, 16 touchdowns, 9 picks, 122.4 passer rating, which is probably pretty close to the tops in the league for quarterbacks with at least, it's number one. So that's a decent stat line. Rushing, Rice Brown, no surprise. Dude's near the top every year for Mario. I don't know how, but he is. He's about 120 yards ahead of the next person. He's got a shitload of carries, too, though. He's got about 40 more carries than the next running back. Julio Jones leading so far in receiving yards, deuce. That's about all he does. Didn't win many games, but he sure as hell throws the ball to Julio Jones a lot. Josh Gordon about 100 yards behind him. And then you got this dude, Eric Hurd. Go figure. The leading quarterback in yards probably has the leading receiver. He's with Eric Hurd, another EA drafted guy, by 875 yards. But only 3 touchdowns. So a lot of in between the 20s, I'm guessing. Let's see. Defensive stats. The leading tackler right now is another EA guy. All these stats are, like, dominated by EA players because they're absolutely fake when they get drafted. Plus, it's Doom's player, and a lot of his games are getting simmed. And when you get simmed, you get computer stats. Let's get that. I didn't mention him. Ryan Shazier, Earl Wolf, Gerard Mayo, Patrick Willis is probably honestly your leading tackler because the Pats, Eagles, Steelers, Cowboys, a lot of those are sim games. The Eagles, that's pretty legit. He's played all those games. But Patrick Willis, Earl Wolf, strong safety right there at the top. Your sack leader right now is Khalil Mack with 9 sacks in, 7 games. That's a pretty decent rate out in Oakland. Your interceptions leader is, no surprise, Mack's career best draft pick ever. A middle linebacker, Jamichael Hickman with 8 picks. In 7 games. Dude broke the record a couple seasons ago. I think his rookie season. And that's really about it. That's all I'm going to do with the stats and all that. Got some things to go over. Some actual serious stuff that I want to go over with everybody. Really the main reason I wanted to do this radio show is to kind of touch base with everybody on some things that need to get addressed. Got some new owners. Like I said, got a lot of games that have been getting sent, some computer teams. It's really hard to keep these last 3 or 4 teams filled. That's beginning to be a pain in the ass. But I'm trying. As of right now, we only have 1 team empty, the Rams, which I think have had like 5, 6 owners by now. It's a pain in the ass, like I said. But you do what you got to do. Trying to keep the ball rolling. Keep every team filled. Nobody wants to play CPU. I don't want to play computer. If I wanted to play computer, I wouldn't play in leagues. I could just play offline, trying to keep teams filled. Got new owners. Got a new owner in New England. A new owner that just took over the Steelers today. Like I said, Rams still on the field. I think I've filled one more within the last few days. But they're moving in and out quickly, so try to stay up to date. I'm updating the website as often as I can as far as numbers so people have a number to contact their opponent. But if you play somebody and you don't go to find their number first, don't come in the group me chat saying, hey, Steelers owner, hey, Pats owner, hey, you got this number. Go check the damn website first, okay? If it's not up to date, I have it on my phone. I will give it to you one way or the other, okay? But check the website first, okay? Give me at least 30 seconds of effort and go find the number on your own time, okay? Speaking of effort, scheduling effort is something that's been lacking completely. Got a lot of owners half-assed trying to schedule their games. Give me 1 second. Okay, I'm back. Had to check on my son. Started crying. Got a lot of dads in the league. I know y'all know who that is. Like I said, a lot of owners giving some half-assed effort. I really love to see more effort from a lot of our seasoned veteran guys. Gets pretty depressing, to say the least, when you got some guys that have been here for years and they just kind of dip out. And a few of them I've contacted several times, like, hey, dude, what's going on? Do you need to take a vacation? Do you need to step out for a season or two? We'll bring you back, whatever the case may be. And they're like, nah, I'm good, just got busy, holidays, this and that. Now it's 3 weeks, some of them 4 weeks later, and they're still, like, MIA 90 times out of 100. You know, that's, I hate to do it because some of these guys are vets, like I said, but I will pull the plug on some of them. I've already did it to a couple. That and gameplay, I'm not going to be lenient on. You're not playing your games, or you're just playing it not in a sim fashion. You're going to get the boot. This is how I got to do it from here on out. What's next on the list? Okay, here's the major thing. This was suggested probably 4 or 5 days ago in the chat. The possibility of trying to freshen things up. Like I said, I've been struggling to fill these last 4 or 5 teams that keep getting recycled owners in and out because it's late in the Madden year and football season's almost over. It's harder and harder to find people that are looking at the leagues to play it. But with that being said, the suggestion that was made was to possibly restart as far as a redraft of teams to kind of freshen things up. Initially, I was pretty opposed to that. I know a lot of guys were because we're 4 seasons in, and all the work that's been put in already to build something from the ground up, it's a little aggravating to have to start over. But if you look at it from this standpoint, a lot of people aren't playing their games, and a lot of teams are getting harder and harder to fill, like I said. So in an effort to try and minimize the filling of teams and to try and reinvigorate the owners, so to speak, it was suggested to maybe restart and redraft teams, give you something to look forward to. I've been talking to the other people, the other admins, which that's what you want to call them, about doing exactly that, possibly restarting, redrafting, and how the owners would react. So this is what I'm doing. I'm bringing it to you guys. As with anything, we run this as a democracy, so we're going to vote it out. I'm going to send a text to everybody. Let everybody vote what they think we should do as far as restarting and redrafting. Regardless, we're going to continue on throughout this season to the end of season 4, okay? We're going to play this one out, but this vote will decide on, once we hit the end of season 4, whether we will essentially have another lottery to redraw, you know, teams. Or we could even just pick teams. I mean, that's also on the board as well. But as far as a restart, like I said, just to liven things up, to give people something to be excited about. There are some things that probably need to be hashed out if we do decide to do this. Like I said, I'm going to send out a text. I want everybody to reply. I'm going to give everybody about 24 hours to reply. And send me a reply text saying they think we should, you know, redraft, repick teams, restart after this season or not. Anybody who doesn't send me a text in that 24 hours will probably be replaced. Well, like I said, there are some things that probably need to be hashed out prior to that. Some options, so to speak, as far as how it's going to be handled from here on out. One of them I kind of mentioned already as far as whether we will do a lottery or if we want to do the teams randomly or if we just want to let people pick. Okay. Because, obviously, there will be new rosters as a roster update. Because we started our league so early, there has been mentions that maybe the ridiculous regression that occurs when players are 30 should be fixed with a patch that came out, I guess, a while back, but it was after we started. That's a possibility. So these are all positives of a restart. But how we choose teams, that's one thing we will have to consider. Don't worry about that yet. I just want people to vote on whether or not they think we should or should not restart, okay, and repick teams. But how we do it will also come up if we decide to do so. And then another thing, like I said, because of the roster updates, the changes in roster personnel, there will be teams, people like Ruben or, you know, the teams that started with some of the lesser teams talent-wise, like the Jags, the Raiders, the Bucks, teams that have been built up from nothing and are now at least competing, if not contenders. Always there is a chance that you could get a better team, of course, but there's also a chance that people who have good teams now will get stuck with the Jags or one of those teams. So in an effort to kind of appease the people who get stuck with those teams, if, remember this is all hypothetical, if we decide to restart, my first inclination is to advance through the whole first season, okay? Meaning if we do restart, we will start with an off season. So essentially we'll play the season out all the way through the Super Bowl. If we decide to restart, it won't change a bit. We'll start with an off season. It's just everybody will have new teams. Okay. We'll go through re-signing, free agency, a draft. That way it gives the people who get stuck with these teams like the Jags or the Bucks or the Titans, these, you know, lower tier teams, a chance to add to their team right off the bat. Okay. So the talent level won't be as disparaging, you know, between the bottom level teams and the top. Okay. If we do decide to restart and redraft, this is what I'm going to do to try and level the playing field and to appease the people who get stuck with the worst team than what they have now. If there's anything out, I'm trying to check Google me to see if anybody's, you know, got comments on this, things we need to talk about. I get first pick if restart, that's fair. Yeah, I mean, I was talking about getting the first pick. I mean, that's the thing, too. Like, if we do decide, we get majority vote to restart, we can do, you know, some kind of incentive for this season so people don't just stop playing. As far as, you know, standings, I don't really want to do, like, worst to last, because then the dude who's already the worst player in the league is going to get stuck with the Jags, and he's still going to be the worst player in the league. So I don't know if I necessarily want to do that. But there is some things we can consider, like as far as the teams who have the most games played will get, you know, if we're going to do choice, they'll get first choice. Or if we do a lottery or a random draft, we can put, you know, the players who have the most games played for every game you actually played and didn't have sim, you get your name put in the hat that many more times, you know, as opposed to everybody having their name in there once. If you played all your games, you get your name in there, you know, however many times, things like that. I don't want to go off record because I don't want the good teams to just stay good, you know. Want it to be an even playing field. this is only my second time using this thing, so I can't really tell if anybody's actually trying to call in and talk. If you are, say something to group me. I'll try and get you on here because I still got about 10 minutes left. And that's really all that I wanted to go over. Could have crunched it all probably into a 15-minute show, but I wanted to make sure I had enough time to get everything out, all the information and all that. I will send out the text shortly after this radio show. But like I said, I'm going to give everybody until about midnight tomorrow to respond. So that way, if you don't get to listen to it live, you'll have a full day tomorrow to do so and shoot me a text back whenever you get a chance. See, Triple said something. Switching up defensive plays. Yeah, I mean, I mentioned that a little bit as far as gameplay goes. I kind of have an owner on the fence right now. I'm not going to say his name and put him on blast. But I got an owner right now that's on the brink of leaving. He kind of told me he was leaving yesterday. But then he was like, "You don't have. I won't leave until you got a new owner, so you're going to stay around for the time being." He basically was on his way out because he played somebody that just abused one defense the whole time. Like I said, the only two things I'm really going to put my foot down on are the gameplay as far as playing sim and being active. The other stuff, you know, I'll somewhat be lenient. I'll be as understanding as possible. But if you miss 2-3 games in a row that are getting simmed, or you just, you know, are getting put on auto, whatever the case may be, probably gone. I get one complaint about you abusing a certain play, certain defense. You know, there's a lot of cover three talk. Dudes rely on cover three. They basically run it all game. Trayvon was essentially booted for that. He wasn't, but he did. He's out of the league because of it. All he got was a suspension, but he quit once he got one. So I'm going to handle it the same way. First time you get, you know, complain about it, it's going to be a warning. In the past, after the warning, I was doing a suspension, 2 games, 3 games. Then you got the boot. It's 4 seasons deep, and people know if it's cheesy, it's cheesy. If you're playing the same exact play for the first 3 series, I played somebody just the other day that literally just did the same play for the first 3 series. And I sent him a text. I said, "Dude, you can keep doing that, and I'll just boot you after the game, or you can mix it up and play sim. It's your choice." And he mixed it up, so he's still here. But that's how bad it's gotten. Like, people are basically relying on that to keep them competitive, and it's not sim. So instead of the suspension, I'm skipping that step. It's going to be still a warning. You do it once, I get a complaint, and it has to have proof. You can't just complain on somebody. You got to have it streamed, recorded, whatever the case may be. I'm not just going to go based off an empty allegation. But if I have a complaint with proof and I see you doing it, you'll get one warning. Second time, you're gone. Simple as that. Okay? That's the way we're handling it from here on out. Rhodes said he'll never get a defensive tackle drafted like Tony did. You never know that. You could get one just like that in the first draft. But, yeah, I get it. A lot of teams put work into their teams, building them up, essentially get the first pick and take the Seahawks or the Packers or the Pats or whoever you think the best team in the league is and not have a drop-off at all. So, there's always that possibility. So don't get too mad. And like I said, these are all just hypotheticals because we haven't voted yet. I will say that I am leaning towards restarting and redrafting. This is just one man's opinion. My vote counts no more than anybody else in the league. But I do feel it's the best thing to do at this point. We are getting close to where a lot of the players that are even in the league are starting to be more and more EA players, and some of the young rookies and second-year guys from real life. But a lot of the stalwarts of the league are starting to age and phase out and retire, and it's starting to look like mostly EA guys, and that's when it kind of gets, you know, not as fun. You see all the fake teams, fake players. So it's getting about that time. It's probably in our best interest to consider it. Plus, like I said, new rosters, new teams for everybody to be excited about. People will start playing again. And it'll be a lot easier for me to recruit those last two or three owners that keep getting recycled if they can start from day one with their team, build their team the way they want it, not starting with somebody's leftovers in the middle of season four. Okay. But that's my opinion. Everybody's entitled to their own. You'll get your chance to vote. We'll go by majority. And we'll move on from there. But like I said, regardless, we will finish this season out so we can at least crown this season's champion. Got about 3 minutes left. Doesn't look like I got anybody really trying to chime in. Just looks like listeners. I've really got nothing else to go over. Kind of just trying to reiterate all the important topics, all the important points. Some surprises, I guess. Vader's dominating my division right now. but hopefully that won't last long. Sal said something to me the other day about wanting to repeat, be the only person to repeat. So, like I said, we're going to finish the season out to give him that chance to repeat. And if he repeats, I very well might just go ahead and give him the first overall pick just as a bonus. But that all depends on if we restart or not. Like I said, I'm speaking mostly in hypotheticals. So don't anybody take this to heart. It's not like I'm saying, hey, we're restarting. So, you know, if you're 1-5, you might as well give up. Because we could very well get a vote that says we're not restarting, play it out from here on out, and we play, you know, all the way till season 6 or season 7 with these teams. Granted, by the time we reach season 7, we will probably have 3 or 4 CPU teams. But you do what you got to do. Show must go on. Got about a minute and 35 seconds. Like I said, everybody stop giving Jordan such a hard time. He's got stuff going on. Once the basketball season runs out, he'll be back in the mix. And maybe I won't be having to, you know, put my foot up so many of y'all's asses on getting games played and things like that. Got like 30 seconds left out of everything to say. If you got any questions or anything, get in group me. Talk about it. I'll try to answer as many questions that you have. I thought I answered everything on here, but if you're confused about anything, just ask or shoot me a text. I will answer it. I will try to make everything as clear as possible. But the one thing you need to do is in the next 24 hours, vote. Okay? Don't vote in group me. Send me a text. All right? 24 hours. This is Jay Mullins checking out. Good night.